Jeffrey Hillard is in the studio with me tonight. He's the current Library Foundation's writer-in-residence, as well as a professor of English and modern languages at Mount St. Joseph University. He is also an award-winning poet and author of 4 published books, which include The Shadow Family Poems, River Dwellers, Poems on the Settling of the Ohio River, Pieces of Fernald, Poems and Images of a Place, and Stories Triumph, Mining Your Creative Writing for Its Deepest Riches. This spring, he has branched out with writing a novel for young adults titled Shine Out of Bedlam. He has 2 soon-to-be-published books of poetry, Havana Riffs, Poems of Cuba, and North Truro Light, Poems. He's also the publisher and editor of Red, the breakthrough zine which shares stories of transformation in the lives of incarcerated and formerly incarcerated individuals around the world. Jeff, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having me, Barbara. It's great to be here.
I'm delighted to have you here. You obviously wear so many writer's hats, and I want to begin with the one that is front and center during this year, which is your writer-in-residence for the Library Foundation. And for me, that title always conjures up this well-lit garret where the writer goes and is not interrupted to write for a period of time. But I think it's actually quite a busy job. So what are your responsibilities and what are your expectations?
Yeah, it is busy, and it's all good busy. I just cannot be more delighted. I just cherish this role of succeeding the first writer-in-residence, Kathy Y. Wilson, who launched it in great, classy fashion and paved the way for me. And when Kathy was the resident writer, it was just several months because she was the very first. And they've now transformed it to being sort of a year-long role that runs essentially from September to September. So within that context of it now being a year, it enables them to have more programming to offer me, to place me in more events, to allow me to work, you know, a little longer on a project for my foundation residency, to meet more people in the libraries around the county. So I'm doing a lot. I would just say that probably each month, on the average, I'm doing between 2 to 3 events. It could be a school-related thing. It could be a library workshop. In addition to that, I'm writing a blog called Inside the Writer's Head that our team kind of conjured and created, and beautiful artwork done for that blog site, which can be found on the main library's website. And I'm doing a podcast monthly and writing and teaching at Mount St. Joseph University. So about every day I'm doing something regarding writing, which is what I want to do anyway. So it's a great role to be in.
I understand you will have a particular project for your term as writer in residence. Is that something you're working on now, or do you know what the scope of it will be?
Yes. One of the tenets for the residency program is the resident should produce a work, a creative work. And I've even started that. Once I knew I was going to have to produce a work at some point within the year, I just started to note take on some possible new poems, new drafts of poems for a new collection. In rough draft form, I'm 5 new poems already since November into a new collection, in addition to the other work I'm doing. So since my first Shine novel will be out this spring, I'll begin the second one. So I'll actually kind of have 2 sort of ongoing creative projects for the library, hopefully by the end of the residency.
Well, you have not 1, but 2 books of poetry coming out this year. So you've brought along 1 poem from Havana Riffs, and obviously this is about Cuba, where you visited. Was that a part of an artist's exchange program? Or
it wasn't an exchange, but several professionals, and I was included with that, we went to educators and artists, several groups of us, went to Cuba a number of times in the 1990s. I was assiduously note-taking the whole time and writing even then and through the 2000s toward a book of poems on Cuba. The collection has been finished and it will be published this year. The poems come from my witnessing things that were happening in Cuba, especially in the 1990s, things that we can't imagine were happening, like an extraordinary rationing, extraordinary hardship, but juxtaposed with great love of humanity, great vibrancy of soul and spirit, like the Cuban population is. There was such joy in such dark circumstances as only being able to have your light on four times a week, or having to study if you were a student by candlelight most every evening, worrying about how you would get to the University of Havana in the morning. Would you walk? Would the bus come on time? And what would you eat? These were things that were phenomenally in the minds of young and old Cubans, and still are to some extent. So these poems are still fresh, even to this day, I believe. There are different points of view I attempt in these poems. I write points of view from young people, from blue-collar workers, from taxi drivers, and then, of course, from my own perspective, too.
The poem that you're going to read actually speaks to the innovative nature of some of the folks that you met. So
that's a great word. Yeah, they are innovative, yeah, resilient. This poem is called Rooftop Farming. On my first trip to Cuba, it was just at the time of this, what was Castro called the special period. And that was particularly after the Russians said to the Cuban government, we're withholding now a large percentage of shipping of oil. You're going to have to get it on your own. You're going to have to do things on your own now. And so Castro immediately had to put into play rations. And so much got rationed. Food was even one of those, naturally. So the Cubans had to become, as you said, innovative. How were they going to get food? How were they going to eat? So believe it or not, and this was extraordinary to see, a number of Cubans who had apartments, for example, would actually turn the roofs into small farms. At the Hotel Presidente, we could look down and we could see on a roof a couple of pigs, chickens, vegetables being planted, all in the service of helping facilitate food production for whomever was living in that apartment, that's family or families. It was amazing. So a poem called Rooftop Farming came out of that. Rooftop Farming. Even in the slow light of morning, a turista in the Hotel Presidente can look down and watch me fling slop on my roof, awash in buckets and troughs. When my pit fire flares against a chicken's sides, my wife tonight will set her tortillas alongside beans and mangoes I've grown next to the ventilator's shaft. In another roof corner, chicken and two hogs grow fatter, poised for stock. And across from them, a cock whose shrill song slaps at morning. Will we eat? Of course, no problema. Once a month, I drag home from my butcher brother a packaged carcass. Each month, fresh salt pork to last with eggs and goat's milk. And I speak the language of policia, which is, give us a pound of your meat, and we turn our heads.
Thank you, Jeff. I want to thank you so much for visiting with us
tonight.
Thank
you for having me.
For all the ways that you share writing with this community, Cincinnati, and I'll hope to see you soon again.
Thank you so much.
I've been talking with Jeff Hillard. He's currently writer in residence for the Library Foundation. His novel for young adults, Shine Out of Bedlam, will be published this spring, and he has two books of poetry coming out later this year. They are Havana Riffs, Poems on Cuba, and North Truro Lights Poems. You can hear Jeff in person reading his poems at Poetry in the Garden at the Main Library on Tuesday, April 26th at 7 p.m. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray. Thank you.
Thank you.